With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
Magic Mike 3 will be more like Magic Mary. It's going to be female focused.
Now, are they not all female focused? Are they not, you know, taking their tops off with ladies in mind?
I think if they're flipping it, so it'll be ladies doing the dancing.
What's Channing going to do?
Channing will probably, I don't know what he's doing, but here he is teasing it.
All right.
I really wanted like a central character that it was at least an equal, if not more, even more of a central character of Mike, you know, because it should be told at some point through a female's perspective, like what the world is and how relationships kind of like evolve around her world.
Okay, well, maybe then don't they be doing the same things?
He's talking about it like it's, you know, high art.
Deep, deep.
It's lads for their tops off, on tops of bars, wiggling.
Yeah.
Gemma Owen, my first video and life after Love Island. She explains in her first video on YouTube on her channel that she joined Love Island because her riding didn't go well.
Oh, well.
So today I'm going to be talking about, well, for my first video, I'm going to do everything before Love Island, everything whilst I was in Love Island, and my life now I'm home. So I'm going to start with how I was approached. I actually got approached last year, but then after like a few competitions at the start of the season, my riding, it wasn't going to go the way I wanted to, and I pretty much ruled out myself from the season straight away because I had to get a few qualifying scores at certain competitions and I didn't, which is basically the bottom line of it.
She's into horses, just in case anyone was questioning.
Well, I was going to say, if you needed to improve that particular skill set, maybe Love Island would be the place.
So because she was not going to be doing any horsey stuff this summer, she was free to go into Love Island.
Right, okay. That's good to know.
Sounds gripping, though. Like, I'll be sure to check out that YouTube channel. I'll be hanging on her every word.
She was trading off herself. Like,
there's a touch of Gary Barlow there, isn't there? Well, then I did this and I did that. And was, you know, okay.
Nearly rather than the Gary, John.
Mm-hmm.
Ant and Dec have used studio magic to go skydiving as they have done a new ad for I'm a Celebrity. They were wearing harnesses suspended from ropes as they imitated parachute jumps. So I think they used a green screen or something, Jim, a purple screen.
It looks like a purple or a blue screen there, yeah.
So is that cheating? Like, why wouldn't they just do it?
Because they're probably too valuable to ITV. Don't throw them out of a plane. They're our biggest stars. You can dangle them, but and make their hair kind of move with a big fan. But
They're going to do two series at once, but you'll see the Celebrity version at the start of next year.
Okay, I'm more interested in when's Take Out coming back. I like that one.
You do like that one, yeah. Soon is the answer. Everything soon.
Usually around October, isn't it? November, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Right, that is Dish the Dirt this early Wednesday morning on F104. Good morning.
I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for shoes.
So, Electric Picnic boss Melvin Benn has promised the festival will be worth the wait and tease punters. It'll blow your mind. His biggest ever audience due over the weekend. Main stage move to allow the larger crowd.
You can go down extra early. You can go tomorrow night if you want. There's 20,000 people able to go tomorrow, so that will take the edge off the usual Friday night traffic jammers to get in.
Right, tomorrow's Thursday.
That's a good idea.
Just for anybody who's wondering, if you're just waking up and trying to work out what day it is, tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
So there will be amnesty bins, or
this is the first time they've done this at a festival where they will they can test your substances. Now, Melvin Benn is kind of describing it as a drugs amnesty.
No, they're saying there's I think he's saying there'll be no amnesty, but so you're not allowed to bring drugs in.
No, but if you have drugs, they can test them for you and see if there's if it is what it says it is. But so he also said drugs are still illegal at Electric Picnic.
Like, they are. Drugs are illegal. So the guards are going to be trying to catch people with bringing drugs in. There's these bins before you get to the guards if you start to freak out, and you can put your drugs in the bins, get rid of them.
And they're doing a pilot event where they can test the stuff.
Yeah, but once you get inside then, you can go up anonymously and have your drugs tested to see if they're too strong.
I just don't know if they give them back to you then, if they just slide them back across the table to go.
Where are the guards then when they're testing the drugs? Hang on there now. Keep sketch.
Right, but that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't take that if I were you.
Would you actually go up? It's like asking to put your hand out to be slapped.
Well, it happened to me, not with drugs, obviously, but I had a banger once in school. And I was caught with bangers, homemade bangers.
Homemade bangers?
Homemade bangers, yeah.
What were you doing making homemade bangers?
I don't know.
How did you make them?
Well, I'm not going to tell on the radio, am I?
Are you messing now?
No, I made some homemade bangers. I regret it. Hey, kids, don't make homemade bangers.
Jesus, Jim.
And I was caught with the homemade bangers.
Where in the house did you make them?
In my bedroom, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
So, now, I have to say, they weren't very dangerous. But they were homemade bangers.
Well, did they bang?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to go into it because, like, I'm not going to tell. Look, don't make them. It's not a good idea. You could take your hand off with this. I was a stupid young fella. I was in first year, okay? Anyway, I was told to go to the principal with the homemade bangers.
Oh.
So it's the equivalent of take your drugs to the guards there. I had to go up and say, look, I made these, and Mr. What's-His-Face told me to come up and say.
This could have been the start of an army bomb disposal career, though, you know? Like
Yeah, well, luckily I went back on the right path. And clearly, here I am to clearly, tell you now, don't make homemade explosives and don't do drugs.
Yeah. No, it's the first time they're doing it at an Irish festival, but like there's obviously plain clothes Gardaí at festivals as well, so they're getting better at covering up. They don't necessarily wear the Gardaí shoes anymore. You can't spot them as easy. So have fun, enjoy the music, you know. It might get lashed out of it as well. That's the other thing.
Boozers are facing a poor blackout. Bars, like, you got to really feel for people working in the entertainment industry and the hospitality industry. Struggling pubs and cafes have warned that Ireland's facing a winter blackout due to skyrocketing electricity bills. There's so many places now that it's just costing them too much to...
Doesn't make sense. Stay open.
To have their ovens on or whatever. And, you know, industry experts say that they'll be forced to close over the coming months as energy prices continue to spiral out of control. It's just mad.
Yeah, it's not going to... I did notice this morning diesel had gone down to about 178 here in East Wall, but still expensive by previous times.
Well, it's come down a good bit then, yeah.
But, yeah, like, it just makes no sense. And these industries are only getting back, trying to get back, and then can't catch a break.
And Jeremy Clarkson, host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, says that they're filming the most recent series. He says he likes to do the normal series rather than the celebrity, because he says he hasn't a bleeping clue who most of them are, the celebrities.
Some of them can be a bit thick as well.
He says it's one of the best jobs in the world. He says it's not exactly like I'm clearing fatbergs out of sewers. It's a lovely job. I genuinely enjoy it. But here's the thing. They've had the biggest drop in the history of the show.
Oh.
Somebody was on a £124,000 question.
Right.
And didn't have a safety net. And they went from 124,000 down to one.
Oh, I didn't think you could even do that. I thought it dropped to 64 or something.
123 grand.
What was the question, you know? Can we find out?
They're not telling us yet. So the return's on Saturday at 9:30 on the telly box. Or on probably on Virgin in November.
2023. Do yourself a favour, will you? Yeah. Watch this, everyone.
Games with your kids and your father, your mother. But I don't remember any specific game. I just remember watching my dad.
If they're successful, it will be the biggest day in the history of the town.
Welcome to Wrexham. It's on Disney Plus. There's two episodes of it so far. I'm sure everyone knows it's Rob and Ryan.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
If you watch Class of 92...
Yeah,
where they bought Salford. It's not dissimilar, but they go into so much detail where the lads did Zoom calls with the board, some of the massive fans of Wrexham, and they kind of plead their case and say how they'll mind the club and they want to get it back to great things, and it's the whole process.
Cool.
Now, as I said, it's only two episodes so far. I think it's every Thursday they're out.
I really like Ryan Reynolds. So yeah.
Yeah, and Rob starts it. He goes, right, I needed someone to like to be able to help get finance for this club, and I needed Hollywood money, but not TV Hollywood money. I needed like movie star Hollywood money. And then it cuts to Ryan Reynolds. It's so like they give you details that you just wouldn't have expected them to
well,
show
it,
you.
It's very similar to Ted Lasso, because like, in Ted Lasso, the whole idea of that show is he's an American football coach. He doesn't know anything about football, and they hire him because he's got loads of success with just working with teams.
Yeah.
So he arrives in a small club not knowing anything about football, and it sounds kind of like this.
So they go off and they have to know if their bid is approved and ratified, and then they get the news that they're in. It was, I won't spoil it, but 2 episodes so far on Disney Plus. Welcome to Wrexham. If you like football, if you like the lads, it's a no-brainer.
Work has already begun on the unique stage, which will stretch out into the 400,000 concert goers expected to attend across September. It's the first of the massive structures going up. So Garth Brooks' stage. Oh, yeah.
There's loads up already.
Yeah, so this is the biggest stage he's ever had. If you've ever seen him before, he says, you've never seen this stage. It's only for the Irish crowd.
Five nights.
It's only for the Irish crowd. So he'll be going right out into the middle of it, by the sounds of it.
How many nights did I cheer him do? He did two or something, wasn't it? Five nights.
Five.
Five.
Five siblings.
Yeah, they're working away. So it's not till Friday week, I think, is it? The first?
9th, 10th, 11th, 16th and 17th.
Right. So there's the break for the week and then back at it.
God, that's a lot of yahoos.
That's a lot of people. Not my Ireland.
It says nothing to me about my life. So with his cowboy hat and his denim jacket with the lapels,
yeah,
he looks like a country music version of Mr. Tato. I'm not joking. He's wearing... The hat is a similar size to Mr. Tato's hat.
Yeah.
And his jacket is looking more like Mr. Tato.
Mr. Tato's busy. He's not going to that gig. So I heard.
Yeah. So enjoy the shows. If that's your thing.
Yeah. If you're listening now, right, and you're a dub, you know, or you're living here, you're also a dub. Are you going? And what age are you? And like, is it just because he's a... I don't even want to say the word legend. I mean, obviously he is to some people. I don't know, like, music is subjective.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, everyone can be into different
things. My sister has been to his shows before.
Is she going this time?
I don't think so, but she said it was one of the best gigs she's ever been at.
Ever?
Yeah, and then I hung up on her.
Call me back when you make sense of yourself. Well, it's gone.
Well, she said it was brilliant. So if that is your thing, you're going to love it, because the stage is going to be huge.
We won't slag around it now. I'm just curious.
Bet you there's somebody out there. There could be even somebody listening now who's going to all five nights.
It's a lot of money.
Taking out a mortgage.
Yeah.
To go and see it five times.
Yeah, no, they're working away at the moment, honestly. There's all that white stuff all over the pitch and everything already, and I think it's half, the stage is half done, so they're well ahead of time. If you're going, let us know. 087-679-7104. There will be no slagging, I promise.
Dublin's F104, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, 17 going under Sam Fender.
So that was one of the last gigs I went to see, but one of the next gigs our Strawberry listener Kate is going to see is your man. So we said, look, how old are you if you're going? Just to see, like, how young is
our... Where does it go?
But the story in this, I didn't even know he didn't have songs on Spotify.
Morning, lads. I am 27 and my best mate is 28, and our dad won tickets to Garth Brooks for the opening night. He actually already had his tickets, so the two of us are trudging along in fear of missing out. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Also, sorry lads, it's not obvious now this, but Garth Brooks has some deal or whatever where you can't get his music on Spotify. So I've been listening to cover versions of his songs. Hope I recognised them on the night.
So you're not even listening to him.
That's torture.
It's torture. You're listening to covers of him. Oh, man. So you're not a fan then. You're going because your dad won tickets and you're trudging along. That's exactly the word to use.
Trudging.
Like you're being brought against your will.
Do you know what I do, Kate, now? You know, if you leave Crow Park like two songs early, you get ahead of you. Out the gap. No cues for nothing.
Or if you don't go, you won't have to go at all.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
But look, if it's a free ticket and if it's something to do rather than do nothing.
Just say you have a sore throat and a bit of a temperature at the moment. Everyone will stay away from you.
Yeah.
Well, it's free,
we still haven't found a fan then. She's only going because she got free tickets from her dad. And Spotify, why have they banned his music from Spotify?
Why haven't they banned?
Is that a deal of good taste?
They mustn't.
Did you not like Joe Rogan's podcast? What's the story?
I don't think they pay an awful lot of money. Maybe he was against that.
Do they not? Okay.
No, I think you need to get a lot of streams. Anyway, look, who are we to judge? Five Nights.
You're listening to cover versions. Well, hopefully he'll be better than the cover versions.
Well, that's
the best thing I can say.
That's genius, because he will be, unless some of the covers are like really great singers. At least then when Kate hears the real version, it will be better.
Yeah.
Sure. I think I might know half of one song, so I'm really not qualified to...
But look, do you know what? There's plenty of gigs that happen and I'd have no interest. Like, there's a lot of metal bands and stuff. I'd have no interest in going.
The difference is the metal
bands are going to go and have fun.
If they're not doing Five Nights in a stadium, that's the bit that makes you kind of go. You know?
Yeah.
If there was an act you didn't get and, like, five sevens, 30... Like, let's call it. It could be about 350,000 people are going to see this guy.
400,000 are going to see him.
But then equally, if you want to go, it's the same with Ed Sheeran. People are like, how many people in Ireland are going to see this man? What's wrong with them all?
Well, look, we still haven't found a genuine Garth Brooks fan who's going. Yeah, of the 400,000
we'll
fans.
More. We'll try.
Can we find a crossover somewhere?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? When I heard that it's F104. Let us know if you're going. This is just for background knowledge now, because I genuinely don't know this man's work, really.
Blame it all on my dear, no.
Genuine no. Garth Brooks fan, love him, that's from Alo. I'm 29, my name is Chris, I'm a massive fan. My dad is a Garth Brooks tribute singer most of my life, so I've grown up, it's all I know. I'm only 35, I'm a huge fan, I'm going two nights out of the five. Glass of champagne. Oh, hang on one second. I just want to hear this dude's message more than Garth.
Lads, Chris here from Blanche. The cover versions of the Garth Brooks on Spotify and YouTube are brutal. Absolutely brutal.
What about the real songs?
The original versions?
I'm going, lads. My name is Siobhan. I'm 40 and I'm a big Garth Brooks fan. Never seen him before, so I can't wait. Can we? The only thing is, I'm on the Sunday night, so I'm raging.
Like, he's
He's
a lot of songs.
Work the next day.
He has a lot of songs. Look, I tell you, that sounds like you're going to have fun on Sunday, even on Sunday. No, we don't have to play them. We really don't have to play them.
I don't know these songs.
Yeah, there's a good reason for that. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Stop.
But, like, will everyone not be really sad listening to this stuff?
Yeah.
You want to go to a gig to be happy and, like, love and life and...
Stop. No. Please.
I can't believe so many of you are
There's one thing we're talking about it.
Anyway. Well, look, there's a lot of 29s, 26s.
Yeah, look, enjoy. My sister said it was one of the best gigs she ever had.
Wow. Okay. All right. Fine.
If we all just get through this, it'll all be over.
Breathe. I think I'd rather be going back to senior infants this morning than that.
Harry Styles reacted surprisingly well to someone throwing chicken nuggets at him. The vegetarian pop star, of course, he was in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's a bit offensive then.
Well, so vegetarians consider meat to be as disgusting as you would somebody else's bits.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Right.
So that's the equivalent. Okay.
That really left a mark on you, didn't it? That way that was described.
That was described to me. Yes.
But if he pretends to pick that up, he was not going to want to touch it.
I'm sure he didn't pick it up. He has people who could do that for him.
Just kick it away.
But vegetarians do not want meat thrown at them, and this is not a good idea.
Would you prefer barbecue or sweet and sour sauce, just out of curiosity?
For what now?
Chicken nuggets.
Barbecue or sweet and sour sauce?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Curry sauce I'd have.
Oh.
Sorry. The biggest heartthrob on the planet of pop right now, and here's what happened. Harry Nugget is the name of this clip.
Wait for the nugget.
Who threw the chicken nugget? It's another chicken nugget. I don't eat chicken. Sorry. I don't eat meat. No mangiacane. Okay. First of all, this is cold, and I'm assuming very old. Would you like it back? You want it back? Why? Because.
Why are they chanting "eat" when the man has clearly said, "I don't eat meat"?
Like he stops his gig a lot for just messing and chatting, doesn't he? Like Adele has nothing on him.
No, some artists play for 2 hours, some artists play a few songs and waffle.
There's an awful lot of stopping and waffling.
Yeah.
An awful lot.
Probably a plant, the chicken nugget.
Amelia meets Youngblood, the rock star from Doncaster, for a date in the chicken shop.
Love the chicken shop. Here's
how many instruments do you play?
Four.
Four?
Yeah, drums badly, guitar, bass, piano, and sing.
Yes, because the vocal cord is an instrument.
I mean, yes, I would say that.
I don't sing.
I bet you could sing.
A-do-do.
No, like, you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Oh, wow, you're actually quite good at singing.
Much to contrary opinion, yeah.
Such a great little bit.
And Olivia Colman, this is the first sound of her in Empire of Light. Here's what she sounds like.
Oh, Olivia.
Phil. It's just static frames. With darkness in between. But there's a little flaw in your optic nerve. So if I run the film at 24 frames per second, it creates an illusion of motion. An illusion of life. So you don't see the darkness. Out there, I just see a beam of light.
Coming soon, just like Instagram. Today's qualifying question, the Insta stories for 1,000 euro. When was the year that EP last took place? If you know that answer, bang it over to us on a WhatsApp as well on 0876797104.
This week on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, we want to send you on a weekend away to the fun and lively city that is Derry. So we already gave away one of these this week. We're going to give away them randomly. Yesterday we gave one to the four-star City Hotel in Derry. We still have the lovely four-star Bishop's Gate Hotel. We have the lovely Da Vinci Hotel, all four-star. You get the two-day Visit Derry sightseeing pass to explore 10 of the city's attractions, including the Guildhall and the Tara Museum. You can have the crack, go and see everything, or just hang out in the hotel.
That's handy. Well, you might want to leave the hotel. Like, I'm sure it's lovely.
Well, you might want to stay there and just have nice food and, you know.
I didn't know it was Ireland's only completely walled city.
It is.
Every day is a school day.
So here we go. So on Monday, Gerry Adams was sexy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Just on Monday.
Yesterday, the correct word was fella. If you sent us in on Monday and Tuesday, you're still in with a chance. Today's one, I'll give you the three options in a second. Again, it's from Derry Girls. My favourite nun is saying this sentence.
I do enjoy a good... It has to be said.
I do enjoy a good scripture. I do enjoy a good statue. Or I do enjoy a good spiritual.
Spiritual nuns.
So I do enjoy a good scripture, a good statue, or a good spiritual.
I do enjoy a good... It has to be said.
0876797104. Your name on it, please. You could be sorted for your next trip on us.
I'll give you a clue. It was the famous scene where the cool priest is asking them what are the similarities between Catholics and Protestants, and they couldn't think of anything. And then one of them put his hand up and said this, and he said, yeah, I do like that.
We're agreeing. Okay, so, bang over your message, put your name on it, please, where you're listening, and we could sort you out. It's time to release your wiggle. Release your wiggle, Jim.
I will. It's already released in the wild.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
So, we have on the line a contestant called
Mike.
Mike, how are you?
Good morning, lads. How's it going?
Very good. So, you're born in Manchester. We have to ask, yeah, who do you follow, if anybody?
Oh, United, unfortunately. Well, things are looking up the last couple of games. Yeah. But you never know. You never know. It's a long, long season, so see how it goes.
And why didn't you pick City growing up?
I think I'd be disowned. Put out for the highest bid or something like that,
so,
you know.
Who is your favourite player of all time, Mike, for Man United?
I'd say going back to the Ferguson years, I'd say someone like Keane has to be. He just has it in his veins, you know. He just has what it's about to be a footballer and to play for the team and loyalty and all that, you know.
Not Harry Maguire then.
Who?
I was talking to somebody the other day who was doing a bit of work with Eric Cantona.
And said he
is a gent.
I could imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
I could imagine. He'd be probably the second, you know.
Yeah.
But Keane for me just has what it is to be a United player, I suppose, through and through.
He's a good pundit now as well too. Mm. Right. Okay.
Ah, yeah, he's fair.
Enough jibber jabber. Let's get down to business.
Good jibber jabber, though. Enjoy the jibber jabber. Good luck here, Mike.
Starts in 3, 2, 1. We mentioned it earlier. We're giving away a trip to where this week on the show?
Oh my God, no idea. Prague.
What is Spider-Man's civilian name?
Pass.
Jade Thirlwall was in which band?
Pass.
Oh, Mike. What female won Love Island this year?
No idea.
You're having a worse start to the season than they are. True or false, Kerry Katona has a life-size statue of herself in her bathroom.
True.
Who is older, Drake or Adele?
Drake.
What is the name of the BBC TV show where the people get off a lift and then pitch a business idea to millionaires?
The Apprentice.
Barbados is part of what group of islands?
Oh.
Mike. Come on.
No idea.
What Irish artist is headlining Electric Picnic on Friday night?
Dermot Kennedy.
And who is the manager of Chelsea?
Tuchel, Thomas Tuchel.
You got question 10 right anyway. Okay, so we're going to Derry on the show this week.
Oh, jeez, right, sorry. I wasn't up that early.
Okay, that's a good excuse for your homework.
So, Derry, Peter Parker is Spider-Man's civilian name.
Oh, yeah, I'm more a James Bond fan.
You don't like Little Mix either, no?
No.
James Turrell. What's the Little Mix?
Ek and Sue is the Love Island.
Couldn't watch it, though.
No, either did I, but you couldn't avoid hearing her name.
No, myself and Davide. Kerry Katona does not have a statue of herself in her bathroom. Although, how do we know? We've never been in there. She could do.
I'm just guessing. She can send her legal team on to me if she does. Drake is a year older than Adele.
Dragon's Den.
Yeah, Dragon's Den.
Not the millionaire.
They get off a lift and they pitch to millionaires.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see where you're going, though.
We regret.
The Caribbean is where Barbados.
Oh, I've never been, obviously. No, I won't be going now, anyway.
Neither will we, no.
And Dermot Kennedy and Thomas Tuchel were correct.
Having a worse start than Man United. Go on, Jim.
Bad day at the office.
Well, you've had more passes than Harry Maguire, anyway.
We'll probably get a hashtag giving the money in a minute.
Please do.
Enough abuse.
Cheers.
Have a good day, Mike.
Thanks, lads.
Sorry for your trouble.
Bye. Will you stop?
He got three.
Three. Give him all the football questions.
That's the first time Man United have had 3 points this year.
Hey. Another thing I realised on my trip to Copenhagen, but didn't realise at the time, Jim, was. Hang on a second. Shut up now. Thanks very much.
Ariel, listen to me.
There's a mermaid, right? A very famous mermaid. You probably know about this.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I didn't think of this, but I thought the Little Mermaid statue would actually be something to do with
the Disney movie.
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
So I put it into Google Maps and I go, okay, this is great, I'll go and see the, at least I can say a bit of culture. Bit of culture. I can't know everything about everything.
You certainly can't. No, it's right? Good to ask questions.
So there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Well,
so I get there and there's cyclists everywhere and there's people walking all around us. It's lovely and the sea's right beside it. And in fairness to the Little Mermaid bronze statue, if that was in Dublin, like if you go up to Molly Malone, there's bits of Molly Malone have been worn
rubbed,
away.
Yeah.
Right, rubbed. No one has gone near the mermaid. Now, there's a small volume of water.
Well, she's out in a rock, isn't she?
Yeah, but it's not very, like...
Yeah, why would you want to go out and touch her?
I don't know why I'd want to touch Molly Malone either.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can imagine my disappointment when I just saw this green-coloured, bronzy, coppery thing sitting on top. It's not even that big.
Yeah.
I really thought Ariel would be there with, like, long, flowing red hair. And it would be... How long is it there?
Why would Copenhagen have a statue of a Disney character?
Well, it's called the Little Mermaid.
Do you think you're going to find, like, Mickey Mouse?
What was Simba or whatever? The lobster dude? And like...
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any statues of Disney characters in capital cities.
Why not?
As far as I know. I don't know why not. You're right. Like, you're opening up a good can of worms there.
In fairness, like there a statue be. Of Mickey Mouse that isn't in Disneyland, Paris or Florida, whatever, would be fine.
Well, a Mickey Mouse statue outside the doll would be a pretty appropriate.
That would be, yeah, yeah.
Mickey Mouse government.
How many can you fit in? Look, if you're ever going there, I'm not saying it's not worth a trip to see her, but it's if you're expecting lovely painted red hair.
You should do a travel show and stuff that you got wrong about different countries.
Yeah, yeah,
around,
yeah.
Around
well, Carl Pilkington
my favourite thing like that is like, years ago, I brought my nephew to the James Joyce Museum, right, out in Sandy Cove. And he was only about five, and we went in, and they have, you know, the death mask they make of people.
Oh yeah.
But they put the clay over the face, and then they have this the face, right?
Yeah.
So you go in, you see all his books and everything, and then you see the death mask, and we're trying to explain that's they did a thing of his face.
Pretty scary when you're five.
Yeah. Right? So then we went up the stairs, and I didn't know that, but they used to do, sometimes they would do two or three just in case one broke.
Oh, that was good to have backups.
They have another one upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, he was holding my hand a bit tighter, and I was like, "Are you okay?" And he's going, yeah,
"What's a death mask?"
Yeah, and there's like this the other death mask has a big crack in it, so maybe that's why they did the second one. There's two death masks, and as we're coming down the stairs, I go, "Are you all right? Are you sure?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's just this James Joyce guy. Did he have two heads?" No. It's the same head. They just did it twice. So you kind of remind me of that.
When did you start having nightmares? I was about five. I was with my uncle one day looking at this thing. Anyway, Ariel is not the same Ariel. I'm not sure if Simba's the lobster rider. But I had a good time.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So, you know, a lot of pop stars, they go to these acting schools and, you know, performing arts schools. Well, Rochelle Humes was hosting this morning during the week, and she mentioned that her and Anne-Marie were in a show called Whistle Down the Wind many years ago, and she even showed a picture of them.
It's all of a week, and that's actually me at the top, Anne-Marie, and then Jessie J underneath.
No.
Yeah, and we were in a show called Whistle Down the Wind, mm-hmm. weren't we? When we were part of the children's ensemble.
So that's you at the top.
Me at the top.
Then Anne-Marie, and then Jessie J.
My mum sent it to me this morning. I said, I'm on with Anne-Marie today, and she sent me that. How funny.
Yeah.
Never heard her called Jessica before.
No.
Having interviewed both of them, we haven't ever interviewed Rochelle. It's hard to imagine that Anne-Marie and Jessie J went to the same school, to be honest with you.
Rochelle does a very good quiz show with her husband. It's pop
about
music.
Yeah, it is good. It is good.
It's tough though. Joe Jonas and DNCE campaign for Lizzie McGuire reboot with a cover of Hilary Duff's Come Clean.
This is our formal campaign to get the Lizzie McGuire show back on air.
One, two, three,
four. The rain pour down and wake my dreams. Let it wash away my sanity. Cause I wanna feel the thunder. I wanna scream. Let the rain fall down coming clean.
That was a big one back in the day. I think it was like 2013.
Not sure. A while ago. I'm not sure about the reboots.
Yeah, the voice may have changed a bit.
I watched some of that Big Breakfast reboot. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Sometimes things are best left well alone.
Oof.
Leave it alone.
And Carl Pinkerton compares himself to Homer Simpson after changing into different person during An Idiot Abroad.
People listen to the old podcast that I used to do, or with Ricky and Steve, or Idiot Abroad and all that, and here's me trying to do something different. But people are like, I prefer that. Do more of that. And it's like, I'm not that. They look at me like I'm Homer Simpson or something. That it's this thing that doesn't age. Do you know what I mean?
So stay in that box.
If Homer was real, he'd probably be all right by now. Do you know what I mean? The kids will have grown up. He'd have a different life with Marge. His brain would have changed. He changed as a person. But he doesn't change in the Springfield world because he's a cartoon.
Yeah.
He's great. He's bang on.
I love him.
So there's two things, right?
Two things, okay.
In I was today years old.
Now, Crossy just came in and also taught the mermaid
Well, first of all, I've got news for you.
It was Ariel. Okay, go on.
All right, so you were in Copenhagen. If you just joined us, Nobby was laughing earlier because he thought that the mermaid in Copenhagen had something to do with the Disney film The Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't tell you that on Google Maps. I just got there and was like, oh, okay.
Well, look, we all had a laugh about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But The Little Mermaid, I did a bit of research.
Yeah.
And as you're always telling me to do, and The Little Mermaid in Copenhagen was put there because in 1836, Hans Christian Andersen wrote the story about The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
And Disney adapted that story to make the movie The Little Mermaid. So there is a connection.
So it was their interpretation of The Little Mermaid.
The mermaid that you went to see is, in fact, the inspiration for the movie. So there is a connection for Disney.
It's there that long, is it?
Well, I don't know. The story's written in 1836, but they wrote it. Yeah, to put it there.
So Ariel didn't come first. It was that first.
Yeah, I don't know if her name was Ariel in the Hans Christian Andersen.
Maybe not.
So
there's also the largest roller coaster in a city was there, but I didn't see it.
Okay, again, so for people who keep like roller coasters, for your travel show.
For people who like roller coasters.
So the other one is, and this guy's gone viral on this today, and maybe there's people listening who don't know this. Now, I know you have connections with the business, so you probably do know this, but there's a 23-year-old, and he's completely flabbergasted. He feels like he stumbled on like the secrets of Fatima or something. He didn't know that dry cleaning, he thought that was a brand name. He didn't know that they don't use water to do the cleaning. They clean them dry.
Heat.
They use heat. They use the fans and heat. Yeah. So I knew this, but now the comments section on this, like there's people saying, I'm 37 and I didn't know that. I thought they washed them and then they dried them for you. That's why it was called dry cleaning.
No, it's for delicate items. And,
yeah. This is the thing. So people, everyone, if you knew that already, so that's no big deal. But if you didn't know that, the comment section, like, there seems to be an awful lot of people didn't know. So if this is breaking news to you, when you bring something, a shirt or a dress to a dry cleaners,
yeah,
they use heat.
Yeah.
That's why they have that smell.
The
that's
why
it's so warm in there.
Yeah.
There's the smell of...
It's chemicals or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, they use. But they hang it on a coat rack and it goes round in a thing. So they don't wash it. It's dry cleaning.
Yeah, that's the word dry is used, you know?
But there's people just like, well, you didn't know everything about...
No, that's true, I know. That's, you know, you mightn't see that place.
So be honest, if people are flipping out in the comments going, I didn't know this. Does anyone else know this? My mind is blown. It's taken me 30 years. Does anybody else know this? So,
what do you think dry humping means?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a totally different scenario. Anyway, so I didn't know this. I'm 32 and I didn't know this. I thought they meant they had them dried. Ha 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 ha. So if you're listening and you didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like, then. But in fairness, they do still have washing machine looking things. They have circular doors on them.
Yes.
So that's the difference between a laundrette. A laundrette uses water, dry cleaners doesn't.
There you go. So he thought it was a, he didn't know.
And they do smell differently.
So if that's blown your mind, let us know. Are you one of the people that just didn't know that? There's people texting in and we didn't know that.
If you work in a dry cleaners, what is the weirdest thing? And imagine like you have to check pockets.
Oh yeah.
So like, what is the strangest thing you found in a suit or something that you had to dry? I presume they have to check because they might damage the machine.
And how many safety pins do you buy a year?
Or if you find loads of €2 in, what do you do with them? Is there a tip jar that you give yourself? There's cool perks of the job.
There you go, let us know.
We're already getting
100% didn't know that.
Yeah. So they wash them and they dry them.
We won't name your name, okay? But yeah, it's what dry cleaners do.
Wow. If you've got some items around the gaff for the apartment and you want to do some spring cleaning, we have some tips here. Could just call us Mr. and Mr. Hinch. Did you know if you get rubber gloves and wet them and rub them over your couch, dog hairs disappear?
Rubber gloves and wet them.
Static.
You'd have to have a dog, though.
You'd have to have a dog, and you'd have to have yellow gloves. Right, that works.
Also, those gloves are used for sound effects in movies.
What do they make?
If you get some rubber gloves, say you get two rubber gloves in each hand,
yeah,
and flap them from side to side,
right?
Bird's wings.
No.
It's like a flock of birds taken off.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what they use. Sounds exactly like it.
If some people, like some people are, you're either a coaster person or you're not. Right?
Yeah.
Some people really get annoyed by this. I know someone who, they do like coasters, but as soon as you lift your drink, they will wipe the thing every time with a cloth.
OCD kind of thing.
Yeah. But if you have a wooden table and you've left some sort of a greasy ring from a mug, mayonnaise rubbed into it.
Really?
Sorts it out.
Out of wood, is it?
Any sort of marks, yeah. Dab the condiment under the mark, leave it for a few hours, and then wipe it off with a clean cloth and you can polish it.
Mayonnaise, you say?
Yeah, watermarks on your table.
Because I do have a mark on a wooden table, and I don't know how to get it off. I will, yeah.
I'll try a bit of it now. Yeah, try it. If you're going back to school and you're a school jumper because you're not going into first year, or you've got an older brother or sister and you get hand-me-downs, if there's bubbles on your school jumper, get a razor and gently slide the shaving razor down. Gets rid of the bubbles.
Oh, it's got to be an easier way than a razor.
Yeah, there is a bubble remover, but like...
There's definitely a bubble remover. There's probably a bit of tape might do that.
Oh yeah,
pull that off.
Well, try the razor. Obviously,
I only realised the other day that you know, if you get tin foil,
yeah,
or any of those kind of rolls,
yes,
baking parchment.
Found out a few weeks ago, there's many, many different names for it.
Yeah, yeah. So baking parchment, any of that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If you look at the ends of those boxes, those long boxes,
yeah, they have a little flappy thing.
Yeah,
they?
You push the flappy thing in, that holds the roll in, so it stops it falling out.
Oh, what about the perforated thing that you?
You use that, but you push in the two ends, bip, bip, and it holds the roll in.
Did you ever cut yourself off tinfoil?
Yes, I did. Well, off the yoke machine.
Very painful. And finally, if you've got nice leather shoes for work or whatever, if you get scuffs on them, toothpaste will make them disappear.
All I know from any of these things I've seen, if you have enough vinegar and baking soda, you can pretty much do anything around the house.
Get through life.
You can fix nearly everything.
And throw them in WD-40 if you don't mind me.
A little bit of that, yeah. But like for cleaning stuff, you can nearly clean anything with baking soda. And like anything you read, it's like, oh, you know how you fix that? Baking soda. Baking soda vinegar, yeah.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott. Have you heard of vinegar? He's just disappeared, and now we know why. Hope they help.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.